There's nothing here to keep me from going. There's a whole lot there I wish I'd known. Well, and will I lose these Christmas blues?
Oh, I hope nobody has Christmas blues out there. I hope we brought some joy.
Yeah, right. Got to have some joy during the holidays. And real quickly, I do want to say happy holidays to everybody out there.
Yeah, really. Happy holidays.
And may the new year bring you all the best.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and I hope you've enjoyed this. Thank you so much for being a listener at WHFR.
I concur. Thank you very much. And once again, happy holidays. I hope you're celebrating in a safe and joyous manner.
And wherever you are, there you are.
This is WHFR Dearborn. The following show is going to be recorded on November 20th, 2010. Hello and welcome to a special Festival of Trees holiday show. I'm your host, Jay Koronik, and I'm here today live on November 20th, 2010. Over the next 2 hours, we're going to feature holiday-type music just to get a head start on things, although I know some commercial stations in town have already begun. And this show is going to be pre-recorded for perhaps later use. First hour, we're going to be featuring songs that have to do with the season in general, and also, the holiday time of year. And the second hour, we're going to go toward more directly towards Christmas, and we're going to have information about a lot of the special events in Dearborn and around town that are related to getting the holiday started. And the most important one, and the reason for this show this evening, is the opening tonight for a special party anyway, the Festival of Trees. The Festival of Trees is a special display and fun event at Dearborn's Ford Community and Performing Arts Center. Here's the story from the Dearborn Press and Guide, in case you hadn't heard about this before. Uniquely decorated Christmas trees will soon fill the dome room at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center as part of a fundraiser for the Children's Hospital of Michigan. The event will take place beginning Sunday, November 21st, through the 28th at the center. The festival features a wide array of trees and wreaths in many shapes and sizes decorated by artists. Visitors will be oohing and aahing over the beautifully arranged trees and Christmas shapes. And I will say that it's very special to us, too, because we are at WHFR, one of the tree decorators, one of the groups in the area that have actually gone to some degree of trouble and effort to make a beautiful tree that not only will perhaps dazzle your senses over the next week if you go to the center to be part of this, but also perhaps it would like some one of you would like it to be in your living room and helping you to celebrate the holidays in a beautiful way. Some beautiful, beautiful trees there, and wreaths too, and other things that you might want to buy. And in fact, it's all a donation to the Children's Hospital of Michigan Foundation, which of course is the fundraising group for the Children's Hospital of Michigan. So all for a good cause. That's the Festival of Trees, November 21st through 28th at Dearborn's Center, which is actually the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center, Michigan Avenue, just west of Greenfield. My name is Jay Koronik, WHFR Station Advisor. Happy holidays to you. And let's begin. We're expecting telephone calls from the big party tonight from some of our staff that are over there. And we'll be breaking into the music of this show with some of those special reports and interviews with some of the people that are showing up over there this evening. So let's go to a beautiful song entitled December Days by a folk group that we feature here. And in fact, was part of one of our fundraising concerts about a couple years ago, a group called Ellery from Ohio, and their song, December Days. WHFR.FM, the station making waves. They are coming up. They really are, folks.
Colors lighting our lanterns with whispers and prayers. And I stayed up late. You always sang me right to sleep. I wish you could come now.
That was Ellery, a folk duo, husband and wife couple from Ohio. Really clear and beautiful, precise new music, music you can't hear anywhere else in your dial. That's what we do at WHFR, or at least very little of this kind of music can you find anywhere else that makes us unique. You are tuned in to our 2010 Festival of Trees holiday special from for just a couple of hours tonight until 8 o'clock. The show is being pre-recorded for future use. You may be hearing it at some other time. It's in honor of the beginning of the Festival of Trees exhibit and store, in fact, at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center in Dearborn as a fundraiser for the Children's Hospital of Michigan. We're waiting for phone reports from out there, and I see the phone is ringing. Let me answer that call. Hi, this is WHFR, Jay speaking. Okay, you ready for a report?
I sure am.
Okay, we're live. We're live on the air, and just give us 10 seconds, and I'll talk to you. Our program director, Kristen Risbeck, is calling in. So we should be getting a lot of feedback squeal from there. Go ahead, Kristen, if you can.
Yes, hi, Jay. This is Kristen Risbeck. I am calling in live from the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center here in West Dearborn. Not West Dearborn, it's actually Central Dearborn. And it is the Festival of Trees preview party that we have going on down here, which WHFR has been a media sponsor for. And I have with me here Teresa Diefenbach, who is the director of Festival of Trees, and she's just going to kind of give us a brief overview of what everyone who is coming here tonight is going to basically expect and what they're going to see. And if you can hear in the background, I don't know if you're able to, we have the Ford Motor Chorus performing right now for guests as they are entering. So, Teresa, what can people pretty much expect when they come in tonight?
Tonight is where all the magic is going to happen. This is the start of our event. You're going to have beautiful chorus singing from the Ford Motor Company chorus. At 6:30, the doors open up to the magic of Festival of Trees. At that time, we're going to have a strolling dinner, live auction. There's going to be entertainment from the Henry Ford Community College Big Band, in addition to the most delightful treat room you've ever seen, all supporting Children's Hospital of Michigan.
And not only are there trees, but there are other items here as well that people are coming in to view as well, correct?
Absolutely. We have gingerbread houses. We have stockings. We have a fabulous gift shop, 3-foot trees. It's just an amazing and wonderful opportunity for everybody to come on out and support the hospital.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Teresa. I really appreciate it. And we'll be continuing these throughout the evening. And so I hope everybody who is listening will be able to make it at some point this week. Actually, Teresa, if you still have a second here, if you could just go ahead and give the times that the general public comes in to the event to be able to see everything that's here.
Okay. Actually, we start opening to the public tomorrow between 11 and 7 p.m., and then we're open through till next Sunday, the 28th. We're closed on Thanksgiving. You can go to our website, fot.org, for all the times and everything that's going on.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, and have a wonderful evening. You look absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. You do too, Kristen.
Thanks a lot. Okay, so there you have it, and we'll be doing a few more call-ins as soon as the doors open, which they don't open until 6:30. Right now, people are just coming in. And as soon as the doors open, I'll be able to go in there and call in and tell you a little bit about what's happening, what these beautiful trees look like, and what's going on. So be ready for some more call-ins later on this evening. Thank you so much, Jay.
Yep. We'll talk to you soon again, Kristen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And since they're mentioning Thanksgiving, and festival trees will be closed on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day itself, so that everybody can, of course, celebrate on their own. Again, open on Friday, however. We'll have more information about Festival Trees, more live reports from Festival Trees tonight, Saturday, November 20th. Our special 2010 Festival of Trees holiday show continues. And here's a tune from Dar Williams, which a little bit of humor doesn't hurt either. Sort of a famous song from a few years ago. She says it was based on her own family's experience one Thanksgiving. It's entitled The Christians and the Pagans. WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
Amber called her uncle, said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all meet with red dye number 3. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. Was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen, and it was Jane who spoke. She said, it's true, the cousin's not a Christian, but we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning. Cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. When Amber tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, really, no, don't bother. Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his lone son tuck his sleeve, saying, can I be a pagan? Dad said, we'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table,
planting faith and common ground, the best that they will reap. Lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
That was Dar Williams, Christians and the Pagans, here on WHFR.FM, the station making waves from Henry Ford Community College. Good evening. My name is Jay Koronek. I'm here recording the Festival of Trees holiday special. We're here live on Saturday, November 20th, and the Festival of Trees event is beginning at the center in Dearborn, and it's all to benefit Children's Hospital of Michigan. We'll be getting live reports throughout the program this evening from our WHFR staff at the event tonight. It will open to the public Sunday, November 21st, and go through the 28th, but not Thanksgiving Day itself, we just heard. Since 1985, Festival of Trees has grown into the single largest annual fundraising benefit for the Children's Hospital of Michigan Foundation. Funds raised from the event are invested in the Evergreen Endowment Fund, which supports research into the causes and cures of childhood diseases, helping children throughout the world. Tickets to the Festival of Trees are $5 for adults, $3 for children, and those under 2 are free. Tickets are only available at the event. Ticket discounts. Discount tickets are available, though, it says, at ACO hardware stores. Aha! Aha! Okay. The Festival of Trees kicks off with a preview party tonight, Saturday night, November 20th, and a buffet breakfast, goodie bags, crafts, music, and the Jolly Old Elf itself will be around there somewhere, I guess. I don't understand the buffet breakfast. I guess that's part of the ticket price to get in tonight. So the whole event is sponsored by ACO Hardware and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, as well as media partner WHFR-FM, the station to which you are listening. By the way, we did start off the spirit of the season a couple tunes back here by a version of that song from the Polar Express by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra. And it's the CD is entitled Spirit of the Season. Very powerful album. Beautiful how all those voices come out so clearly, in fact. That is one of our, it has become a sort of a traditional favorite now, Polar Express, the movie, at a holiday season, and as the book was before it. Well, let's continue with the winter-type music for our first hour of the Festival of Trees holiday special. Let's go back a few years to this one, and it is Buddy Clark and Dinah Shore. Baby, it's cold outside.
You see, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
ice. My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
roar.
Now,
really, I've got to scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink
more. Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might
think. But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in the street?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
how. Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't
oh,
stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Oh,
baby,
but it's cold outside.
Nice and comfortable in here, isn't it, honey?
Yeah. I simply must
but
go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
but
no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
the welcome has been.
How lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Or maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I gotta get
but
home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me your
it's
coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
Oh, don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt.
Oh,
baby,
but it's cold.
You know it's cold outside?
Yeah.
This is my winter song to you. The storm is coming soon. It rolls in from the sea. My voice a beacon in the night. My words will be your light to carry you to me. Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love. They say that things just cannot grow beneath the winter snow, or so I have been told. They say we're buried far, just like a distant star. I simply cannot hold. Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive?
Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive?
beautiful song for the season entitled Winter Song. Sarah Bareilles and Ingrid Michaelson. Ingrid Michaelson, known for sort of indie folky type music. Sarah Bareilles had the pop song a couple years ago. It was called Love Song. And that was big, but together, what a great duo. Apparently, they're best friends, too. And before that, we heard Buddy Clark and Dinah Shore with the 1940s hit song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, which has been covered by many, many artists, including in the movie Elf, Zooey Deschanel. And we don't have that with us at this point. Thought we'd go back to the original, because you probably seen that movie Elf, or will be seeing it many times in the holiday season. This is the 2010 WHFR Festival of Trees Holiday Special. I'm your host, WHFR Station Advisor Jay Koronick, and happy to be with you for the show on this 2010 holiday season. Festival Trees begins tomorrow, November 21st through the 28th, not Thanksgiving Day, however, but hopefully you and your family and friends can get over there and enjoy the beautiful decorated trees on display and maybe buy something. I wanted to mention that there is specifically a holiday shop, too, that will be open throughout the season. The holiday shop is, of course, open during the time of the Festival of Trees, but continues until Christmas. Okay, so you can still buy things this is at the center at Dearborn's Ford Community and Performing Arts Center, Michigan Avenue, just west of Greenfield. So remember that a portion of the purchases at the Dearborn ACO, by the way, who is a sponsor of it, will be donated to the festival, which benefits the Children's Hospital of Michigan Foundation. So the holiday shop apparently is at the Dearborn ACO, not at the center. The center is where the Festival of Trees is, and Dearborn's ACO in West Dearborn is definitely there. We do want to thank all the great people that have been part of this event. Besides the sponsors, Festival of Trees organizers and supporters, including Anina Bacharach, Dearborn Chamber of Commerce Director of Events Peggy Richards, Debbie Dingle, Teresa Diefenbach, she's Director of Publicity for the Festival of Trees, Sharon Domage, and Sandy Butler. So more information about events that are happening here in Dearborn and the surrounding area before Thanksgiving and continuing on until Christmas in some cases. We've got other news here. Let's get this out of the way now, because on Thanksgiving, the Festival of Trees won't be open, but you can come join Dimitri's Fine Food, 2424 South Telegraph at Oxford in Dearborn, in support of the Dearborn Good Fellows, Wednesday, November 24th. Well, that's on Wednesday, okay, from 3 to 8 p.m., being served turkey or ham, steak, soup, potato, all kinds of things. All donations and tips will be given to the Dearborn Good Fellows to make sure there's no child without a Christmas. That's at Dimitri's Fine Food, South Telegraph at Oxford in Dearborn, and that's Wednesday, November 24th, the night before Thanksgiving, from 3 to 8 p.m. Nice idea. Again, remember the needy at this season and always, for that matter. We'll go back to winter season type music here on WHFR.FM. That's where we're featuring the first hour, and we're actually going to shift to more Christmas type things on the hour after that. Here's a song that's good all year long, but people usually wish one another peace at Christmas time. And so we're going to start with John Mellencamp and then feature the great song Hallelujah. After that, this performance by K.D. Lang from the Vancouver Winter Olympics. It's WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the kind of music, news, and information you can't get anywhere else on your dial. Non-commercial, educational, independent, from Henry Ford Community College, with an all-volunteer student and alumni staff, with the exception of yours truly and a couple of others. But here's Peaceful World by John Mellencamp.
Come on, baby, take a ride. I see through it now, but I didn't at first. The hypocrites made it worse and worse. Looking down the nose is what people say. These are just words and words, okay. It's what you do and not what you say. If you're not part of the future, then get out of the way. Come on, baby, take a ride with me. I'm up from Indiana down to Tennessee. To what Martin Luther King had to say. I don't want my kids being brought up this way. Hatred to each other is not okay. Well, I'm not afraid of just to sing a song. I can see more work to be done. It's what you do and not what you say. If you're not part of the future, then get out of the way. Come on, baby, take a ride with me. I'm up from Indiana down to Tennessee. Everything is cool as can be in a peaceful world.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major left, the baffled king composing. Strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew ya. Well, she tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne and cut your hair. From your lips she drew hallelujah. 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 I've been here before, seen this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew ya. And I saw your flag on the marble arch. Our love is not a victory march, it's a cold.
Katie Lang performing a rather magical song about the magical word and the magical song melody, Hallelujah. Originally written and sung, performed many, many times by Leonard Cohen, the folk artist who is still performing it, even though he's in his 80s and doing a great job of reinterpreting his old material and still coming up with new material too. But Katie Lang, that was performed by her at the Vancouver Winter Olympics opening ceremony. Very powerful moment, too, of television. Before that, in the set Peaceful World, John Mellencamp's suggestions. This is the 2010 Festival of Trees holiday special here at WHFR, WHFR.FM, the station making waves. My name is Jay Koronik, station advisor here, and happy to be with you for this special show this evening. The show is being pre-recorded for possible future use, but tonight is November 20th, 2010, and we have the special party event going on at the center at the Festival of Trees, and we'll be interrupting this program off and on with phone-in reports and interviews from our WHFR staff who are at the event this evening. One thing that's happening on this coming Monday, November 22nd here in Dearborn, it's a little bit earlier than usual, but Dearborn is having its tree lighting ceremony. It's usually, I think, the first Monday in December, and this time it's going to be Monday, November 22nd. The event's to 6:30 p.m. It is going to be at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center, not at the not at City Hall this year. So if you're available Monday, November 22nd, here's the schedule, what happens at the center on Michigan Avenue, just west of Greenfield. 6:30 p.m., Festival of Trees Holiday Season Exhibit opens. Hubbard Ballroom, it's in the Hubbard Ballroom from 6:30 to 9 p.m. At 7 p.m., the Christmas tree lighting ceremony and sing-along with Mayor Jack O'Reilly is going to be outside at the Theater Circular Drive. So the big tree there at the Circular Drive is the one that's going to be lit, and that's where the tree lighting ceremony is going to take place at 7 p.m. At 7:30 p.m., refreshments will be served in the main lobby and a visit with Santa Claus in the Hubbard Ballroom. So Santa's slipping in even before Thanksgiving about that. If you have more questions, want more information about the Dearborn Tree Lighting Sing-Along Ceremony, you can call 313-943-2285. That's probably Public Information Office at City of Dearborn. Probably can go to their website, too, cityofdearborn.org. Dearborn Tree Lighting Sing-Along is going to be held early this year, this coming Monday, November 22nd. Event starts at 6:30, but actually the lighting and sing-along will be starting at 7 p.m. just outside on the west side of the center. So let's go back to the music here. The first hour of the show is going to be featuring sort of winter type music and also seasonal ideas. So let's start this with a song from Norah Jones, entitled December. WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Happy holidays to you all. Special report from our WHFR reporter on the scene at the Festival of Trees. Kristen, come in.
Yes, hi, Jay. Thank you so much. Well, it is now approximately 6:45 or a little bit thereafter, and everyone here at the Festival of Trees event for the preview party here has been allowed into the Hubbard Ballroom down here at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center. And we've been able to go in and see the wonderful, absolutely stunning display of trees that have been professionally designed and decorated for this nonprofit event that benefits Children's Hospital Foundation of Michigan. And I got to tell you, it is just absolutely beautiful. We have, there are so many trees of actually all different sizes going on here. And there's white trees, colorful trees. We've got all different colors, blue, gold, reds, greens, every color that you can possibly associate with the holiday season. And then some even more interestingly creative ones that make you kind of look at and go, wow, I never would have thought of that to put on a tree. But so the trees are just absolutely fantastic. And then we have all these wonderful stockings that are over here as well, next to the tree display. And there's stockings that I think you could fit an entire child in. there's some tiny ones, you know, that you could put your little miniature dog in, or there's, you know, the little gifts and everything. So a lot of fun going on down here. There's a lot of just beautiful gowns and men in tuxes, and it's just an absolutely wonderful nonprofit event going on here for the Children's Hospital of Michigan. And WHFR, myself here, will be bringing you a few more updates here throughout the evening. And Amy Powers has also come onto the scene, who is our news director at WHFR, and she will also be doing a couple of call-ins as well to tell you a little bit more about what's going on and maybe talk to a few other people who are here. Once again, Festival of Trees officially opens to the general public starting tomorrow morning, and it runs all the way through next Sunday. So you have a week long time to be able to come down here to the Ford Community Performing Arts Center to be able to come in and see these beautiful, just breathtaking displays of trees that are going on down here right now. And it's they are closed on Thanksgiving Day, so don't be coming down here for Thanksgiving. But any other day this coming week, you can come down. Something else I want to point out is that on Tuesday, the City of Dearborn will be having their tree lighting ceremony. And after the tree lighting ceremony is over right out here in front of the Ford Community Performing Arts Center,
Yes. Excuse me. I just did a report on this. It's actually Monday, November 22nd.
Oh, I thought I apologize. My information that I have written down here then is incorrect. So
right,
yes, it is Monday.
Right. They're doing it earlier. They usually do it the first Monday in December, so we had to mention that too. I have a number of these local tree events
thank you.
I'm updating here. But, hey, I'd like to know a description in the future too of not only the beautiful trees and, of course, the beautiful people attending like yourself, but what kind of food are they providing tonight?
Oh, it's so funny you should mention that, because I have a plate right here in my hand, but I'm trying
to
juggle with this phone call. Oh, gosh, we've got a wonderful display of all different types of cheeses going on. There's lamb, crab cakes, cocktail shrimp, cucumber hors d'oeuvres, as well as some lightly breaded fish entrees. And, of course, there's the, you know, cash bar beverages that are going on as well, too. And it's just an absolutely lovely, lovely event.
And I had to volunteer to be in the studio. I know.
Yes, I know. I'm so sorry.
No,
you got the short end of the stick.
You offered me the option of being out there, and I can't stay away from this.
I'm so grateful to have you there at the studio, though, to be able to let this happen. But what I do want to get back to was that after the tree lighting ceremony on Monday, thank you for correcting me on that, that everyone who attends the tree lighting ceremony will receive free admission to come into the Festival of Trees to be able to view all of this. So that is the only time that there will actually be free admission to the general public.
Great news. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep people updated through the evening. Thank you for that report, and try to contain your enthusiasm.
Well, thank you.
Until you call us back anyway.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jay. Appreciate it.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
And we are going to return now back to the song that was in progress when that report came in. Nora Jones and the song December, WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Festival of Trees holiday special.
Snowy and sun, don't say that it's done. I will carry you home, take you from the loneliest place you have known.
down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly. To help me, you know, he put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to reindeer singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away
with Joni Mitchell. River. Kind of a hard song, difficult song to search for if you're at the iTunes store, because there's nothing about Christmas or winter in the title, but in fact it is about that sort of cold, frozen river that she observes in her life. And suppose it had something to do with her sadness over the their separation from, the divorce from her husband, whom she actually met in Detroit after she came over as a folk singer from Canada originally. And then, of course, moved on to many other things and many great albums. It is the 2010 Festival of Trees holiday special that you're listening to tonight. No, we didn't have any promotion for this. We just decided to do it in honor of the opening of the Festival of Trees exhibit at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center here in Dearborn on Michigan Avenue, just west of Greenfield. The this show is being presented live and is being recorded on November the 20th, 2010. There is a private party over there tonight, and in the course of This evening, we're going to be getting some reports from our WHFR staff, interviewing important people and just nice people, too, that can give us more information about the event. And you should try to support it sometime during this holiday week, the 21st, starting tomorrow, Sunday, all the way through the 28th, next week, Sunday. Not Thanksgiving Day, however, because it's a fundraiser event for the Children's Hospital of Michigan Foundation, which specifically uses the money, apparently, to invest in something called the Evergreen Endowment Fund, and it supports research into the causes and cures of childhood diseases, helping children throughout the world. Who can argue with that for an important cause? Of course, there's trees to ooh and ah, decorated by all kinds of local community groups, such as WHFR. Yes, we got together our 60-plus volunteer staff, and we decorated a tree ourselves, and hope you enjoy looking at that and maybe even buying either ours or someone else's tree for the sake of this great benefit for Children Hospital Endowment Fund. And there's 2-foot trees, by the way, all the way up to 7-foot. I think our WHFR tree is 7-foot, one of the 7-foot types. There's also other activities that go on there, too. As I said, goodie bags, crafts, music, and the Jolly Old Elf. And I know you can guess who that one is, that he's going to be over there, too. Our program director, Kristen Risbeck, in her last report did mention that during the Dearborn tree lighting and sing-along ceremony, right after that, the Festival of Trees holiday season exhibit will be open for free. But why not make a donation anyway as long as you're there? So it's free from 6:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. This coming Monday, November 22nd evening.